I'm Becca. I am the current president of Twin Cities Maker at the Hack Factory in Minneapolis. We are a makerspace. We're a community of people who all enjoy making things out of, well, everything. Whether it's woodworking or welding, whether it's creating things out of electronics or doing artwork, the one thing that we all have in common is that we're all sort of quirky, nerdy individuals who like to do various projects.
After meeting in coffee shops for a year, in 2010, the members of Twin Cities Maker leased warehouse space and opened the Hack Factory. The nonprofit's committed group of volunteers pays for the 9,000 square feet of space and equipment with donations and membership dues. For a monthly fee, the 150 members have 24/7 access to all the tools they would need to make almost anything. Here's Becca Steffen.
I joined Twin Cities Maker back in 2011 because my future law partner at that time and I both were really interested in Mongolian gers, which is a traditional Mongolian portable dwelling, commonly known as a yurt, and neither one of us had proper garage space or, you know, the amount of money we needed for buying power tools. So we stumbled across this place and, I kind of stayed.
Did you build an urn?
Yeah, it's actually the big round thing sitting out front on our front lawn.
The access to tools in a workshop isn't the only reason why makerspaces are popping up in cities around the world. Founding member Jude Dornish says an important hallmark of the maker movement is to create spaces where people can share knowledge and develop new talents.
We are as much a social organization, a club, as we are a place to build things. So it's the interaction. It's the people like to show off. And if you're only showing off to one other person, isn't this neat? You know, that kind of, and those kind of interactions are just every bit as important as the creation of a neat thing. You have to show it off to people and to people who understand.
Members have the opportunity to share their expertise by teaching classes, many of them open to the public at little or no cost.
We have some formal classes, welding, introduction to soldering, some woodworking classes, some advanced machining classes, things like that. We always emphasize hands-on doing, even our classes. Our welding class will be an hour of safety, a half an hour of showing you how to operate the thing, and then the rest of the day is you with the tool in your hand working on it. But far and away, the majority of education, let's call it, that goes on here is individual, member to member. So if I don't know how to run the laser, I'll grab somebody who does, and we'll go over and we'll run through it, and we'll go through it a couple of times. And so that happens all the time.
While some makerspaces are incubators for bringing new inventions to the marketplace, the Hack Factory's aim is to spread the joy of tinkering and helping others. Here's Michael Friert, one of the founders of Twin Cities Maker, who teaches classes on picking locks.
And while we do have some folks who have created businesses out of our space, their membership has been much more about them working with the community and learning from and with the community, which I think has been a real strong point for us in that we have not been distracted maybe by folks who are trying to run a business. And we as a community have focused on the community part of it. And if people have businesses come out of that, that's great, but that's not what we're about. We're really a almost undefinable group of folks who just want to make something.
The group describes themselves as a duocracy and a place where they keep the rules simple.
The overarching rule is obey Bill and Ted's corollary to Wheaton's Law. Be excellent to each other. So you clean up after yourself, you use the shop responsibly, you don't do illegal things. Be excellent covers an awful lot of ground.
I'm Susan Gray for KFAI Community Radio.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.